Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 275. Top of the day to you, Steph.
Hello.
Hey, it's raining.
It's a bit yucky outside.
It was annoying because I just drove into the garage and I was like, I'll get out of the car and I'll go and get the bins. And then it just started raining heavily. So now I've got like in the back of my head, like I can't relax properly.
Got another job to do.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of feel like the afternoon or evening after the bins get emptied, I reckon it rains when I want to.
Probably. I think that's written in like the universe.
Yeah, probably.
It's the funny kind of rain that it's not like torrential.
It's not torrential.
And it's not spitting, but it also has that feeling it's not going to let up.
No, it's not going to
let up. It's going to be like this until tomorrow, all night.
So annoying. But I guess when it's raining like this, when it's not really torrential and it's not like just sprinkling enough that you could probably go and do something, it's a good time to watch some stuff.
Oh, isn't it the best? Like lie in bed, even if you've got your laptop on your lap.
Yeah, iPad.
Oh, even on my phone.
Yeah, phone.
I do a lot of bed watching on my phone. Not like watching beds.
No.
I don't just like scroll.
Your YouTube
videos searches, of just beds in bedrooms.
Yeah, the algorithm's bizarre. Do you, is that because you've got your phone just before you go to sleep or do you go, I'm in bed, I'm going to pick up my phone and now watch stuff?
You know what it is?
What?
I'll be watching TV on the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a huge part of me that goes, oh, I just want to lie in bed. So I'll uncast it from the TV, go lie in bed and pick it back up again.
Oh, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that works really well, I reckon.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
How good was the quiz compilation?
It was still stressful for me.
Just listening to it.
Yeah, because I get that stress. Well, because I forget what I've answered. You know, I like to play as well, even at home, even if I am against myself. But I hear the question and I go, oh, no.
What was it?
Oh, no.
Was it right or wrong? Was my guess right or wrong? Yeah, that was good fun. And then all of the – well, not all of them. It was only, I think, about six episodes of Watchersville.
Yes.
Because I thought, I don't want to make a whole entire – episode of the Watchers, just Watchersville episodes when you can just go over to Watchersville.
Yeah.
Watchersville newsletter podcast feed and listen to it then. I'm like,
just do that.
It just seems like a lot. So I thought six was a nice one amount because it's an introductory kind of thing, just in case you hadn't listened before, because it used to be on We Are the Watchers. Yes. It used to be on this podcast. And it was usually within the first couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And then it would just break.
Yeah.
And then you'd get a Watchersville newsletter, which was a weekly update from the fictional town of Watchersville. And then it would just go back into the normal Watchers episode again. And I thought, oh, why hide it? Not that I was hiding it, but you know what I mean?
No, like, but it deserves its own platform.
Yeah. And also it's different to this.
Yeah.
I guess you would call it a fiction podcast or an audio play, like a radio serial kind of thing.
That's it.
Is, you know, we're talking about movies, TV shows and books or whatever that we like to watch. So, yeah, that way I can properly categorize it as well.
I like it. It's got a great back catalogue, the Watchersville
newsletter. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's laugh out loud.
Okay, so do you I'm just going to look at my Watchersville folder.
Yeah.
Because I have to name them differently.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm just trying to have a look. I'm just going to try and find a Watchersville. I can't find them right now. But it'll say, for example, Watchersville episode 2/112. Because there's actually 112 of them. But it is the second one.
Yeah. On its own. Yeah. Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah. And I have to keep like looking it up and going, which one? Okay. So my naming.
So then if you go and move all of them over, will you have to
no,
be
see,
like prequel?
I can't. Okay, I technically could,
yeah.
But it's a different song, and I would have to find the audio of just my voice and then put the over the top of the new music.
Right, okay.
And that's just a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
So if you want to listen to the others, listen to older episodes of We Are the Watchers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's, I think, 117 episodes.
It's nuts.
It's crazy, right?
It's like Brady Bunch numbers.
I think that is. I think it is 117. Yeah, it really, yeah, I think you're right. I got a quiz for you, and I wrote it last night, and I was so excited about it that I was going to tell you about it and then realized, no, you're the one who has to.
She can't know the answers.
She can't know the answers. But I can tell you that it is about fake bands.
Oh,
bands that don't exist.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I don't know how I'm going to do this. Wait, hang on.
Have you starting to crack the code?
No, but is it a 50-50? Is it
I mean 50-50.
No, we all know I don't do well.
All right,
with them.
I won't give you 50-50.
Well, maybe I want 50-50.
We'll do it on a question by question basis.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
I think that's probably fair. Yeah. Sit down, everybody, and get your laptops or your phones or your iPads, or ring somebody and or go to Flight Center and book some tickets in for Las Vegas, because Kelly Clarkson has announced a 10-show Las Vegas summer residency.
Woohoo!
Only 10, though. It's not a lot.
What's that one? Week for a
summer. Well, I don't know how often she's doing it. She might be doing 10 in a row, like 10 days in a row. I don't know. But it's called Chemistry, an intimate evening with Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, to be a bit talky, then break into a song. Because she's got a talk show.
She's got a talk show. She knows how to talk. She's got the personality.
She does have the personality. Yeah.
She's like Drew Barrymore. If those two had a talk show together.
Oh, off the charts.
You'd never be able to top it. Okay, I've just read from when it is, from the 28th of July to the 19th of August.
One a week.
Yeah. So Planet Hollywood is where it's going to be.
Like it.
The Planet Hollywood?
The
fact that, the whole idea. Yeah. And the reason is, she says, I'm only doing 10 shows. I could commit to only 10. That's why it's exclusive. There's only 10 shows. I ain't adding more. I'm telling you right now, Mama needs a little bit of a minute of a break.
Oh, all right.
So just 10. Because that gives me she's a doing sense. Her show as well, like a
Is
TV show.
She's then commuting. She's not staying in Vegas for that. That's why she needs the time. She needs to go back.
That makes sense.
To go do her show.
Yeah.
Fly back to Vegas.
Yeah.
Do her show. I should have been a little bit more descriptive in my showness.
Because let's pretend that the Kelly Clarkson show, TV show, is filmed in LA. I don't know. I'm assuming it does.
I'm guessing.
That's what, a couple hours on a flight to Vegas? Maybe three? No, it couldn't be three. That's a lot.
Even if it's one, you've still got the whole checking in process.
Yeah, it's just a rigmarole, even if you are Kelly Clarkson.
But you would hope that Planet Hollywood be flying her private.
Yeah.
I would have that written into my contract.
That's a really good point.
You say, I'm Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
You put me on your private jet, Planet Hollywood.
Yeah, Planet Hollywood. Don't you know who I am?
Don't you scrimp on my, what are they called? What's the word when you get things for free, like part of your.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're
tired today. Yeah, free things you get.
You know.
Because you're famous.
The extras.
Yeah,
the incentives to, like, make them sign on that dotted line.
Make them sign. Oh, cool bit of news. And it's only one sentence. So I'm not even reading an article or anything. It has been announced The White Lotus Season 3 will be set in.
Yeah.
Thailand.
Did we know that?
I saw it today as if it was new news.
Oh,
maybe you
knew.
I don't know. I've not been paying attention.
But I will be very excited about that.
I thought you were going to say, I will be furious.
I will be furious that they're going to Phuket and not myself.
You're not. Yeah. Yeah. I can totally see that.
Okay. So who is the character that's
Who's the carryover champion?
Who's the carryover champion? Who goes to Thailand?
Okay. Without spoiling season 2,
mm-hmm.
I think it's Jennifer Coolidge's husband.
Stop it.
I'm going to start.
Do you know that? You're making that up?
No, I'm making it up. I'm guessing. Oh. I'm having a guess. Mm.
Do you know who I was thinking?
Who?
The dad. You know, the grandfather, the dad and the son?
Yeah.
The dad. Oh, hang on. It is Thailand. So would it be?
Oh, but he would go to Thailand for specific reasons. Yeah.
Mm. Or is it the friend who's the husband?
Yes.
Who is the partier?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, maybe it's not just one person, maybe it's a couple, and they're like, come on, let's do another trip. We'll go to Thailand for some partying.
And he might be the one that dies.
Maybe.
Exciting. We know no more than that, just that.
We actually don't even know that.
No, we're made that having a big guess of that.
Mm.
Lena Headey. Headey. I always want to call her Headey. I don't know why. Cersei Lannister from Game of Thrones. Lena. She has decided she's not going to be in Westeros anymore, which is, you know, impossible for her because the show's not on anymore. And all, like, well, I mean, technically there is a show set in Westeros, but it's a prequel, so she wouldn't have been alive yet.
Did she get like left behind and on all, the set and like accidentally locked in the gates?
Mm, I she's, am like, the ghost screaming of future. On the wall
being, let me out. The show finished years ago. Will someone open the door?
Honestly, she's instead going off to Netflix to make a Western called The Abandons.
I'm not going to watch it.
You probably won't. But it's a series. It's a TV series. Okay. And it follows a group of families in the 1850s, Oregon. So it might be like the Oregon Trail that you hear about, who pursue their manifest destiny while a corrupt force of wealth and power covet their land, tries to force them out. So, like, if I could really stereotype her, I would say she's probably the corrupt force of wealth and power. But it doesn't sound like she is.
Okay.
But that's going to be my guess.
She's stepping out.
They're talking about her as having a strong-willed Irish temper.
Mm.
Well, she's English, but she'd be able to. How are you?
Into the accent.
How are you too?
Are you going to do it?
I'm doing it right. I'm doing it right now. How are you? And how are you too? Thank you very much. And all the French and Saunders fans out there, you know what I'm saying. You know what's happening. And you're very impressed. Time to stop laughing and get sad.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, gosh.
Or not. You can be sad, but maybe just a little bit. Oh,
shame.
The state of the world. I'm going to read the headline. From the Hollywood Reporter.
Doing so well today.
We've had a couple of weeks off. I mean, no, we haven't. We were here for both of them, definitely. I was not in Japan. Disney layoffs start this week. Oh. Bob Iger tells employees as 7,000 cuts loom.
Stop. That's a lot.
He said, there will no doubt be challenges ahead as we continue building the structures and functions that will enable us to be successful moving forward. Cutting costs, but 7,000 jobs. Of course, I'm worrying about what's going to happen with Disney Plus.
Yeah.
But I also have to remember it's not just about Disney Plus. No. We're talking about ESPN. We're talking about their amusement parks. You know, you go into a shop and you buy a Mickey Mouse T-shirt.
Disney stores.
It's all of that. And I'm assuming it's probably not just nation, as in the US wide. I'm going to guess it's worldwide. Mm. But still, 7,000 is a lot of people.
Jeez, really do need to cut costs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had Amazon doing 10,000. You go, gee, 10,000 is a lot. But then you look at all the different things that they were, you know, they've got the warehouses, they've got the online thing, they've got the music, they've got Twitch, you know, like they've got all these different.
But the economy is hitting every country.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's a tough world to be in at the moment.
Yeah.
And to lose your job is pretty.
Not fun.
Ouchy.
And you know, the thing that you can say here is I hope that everybody who loses their job is able to find one again, but if everybody else is cutting.
Yeah.
It's not cool. And that's why I put it in as in second last, because I wanted to lift the spirits up a little bit. Just lift the spirits up with Cats.
Oh.
Not the musical.
Doesn't matter.
It's Cats. I'm talking about Aristocats.
Oh.
Because the aforementioned company, Disney, will be making a live-action remake of Aristocrats.
I see what they're doing here. Sad news. No. They have fired all of the real people.
I can put cats
to
in
hire
here.
Cats.
Cats. That does make
I mean, sense. Cats are expensive creatures because they can't be bothered to do anything. Mm-mm. So you're going to have to hire a few of each type that look exactly the same for when they can't be bothered.
Look, if I could just point out the fact that Chester sometimes can't be bothered to eat his food, so some other cat eats it for him.
Unpaid.
Unpaid. you know, so there are lazy cats and then there are, you know, cats who are willing to step up.
Working cats. They're the type you'd hire, aren't they?
Not the lazy non-eaters.
Not well, maybe. I mean, save money on catering services, right?
Yeah, true. Yeah, you know, that's true. So maybe Chester will end up being in the remake of Aristocats. That would be really cool. I would enjoy that. Because that movie, I'm sure we've seen it. I don't remember anything about it.
Yeah, I'm sure
surely
we've seen it.
It's from the it's from 1970. Yeah. And like it has made $191 million.
Wow.
So it's about Duchess and her three kittens, and then they're set to receive a massive fortune from their owner, and it goes on like that. But if I had seen it as a kid, which probably I have, I wouldn't be the storyline would not have been my important thing. It'd be the cats.
Live action cats.
Live action. So people are kind of saying, well, maybe it's going to be less like Milo and Otis and more like Sonic the Hedgehog, where like Jim Carrey is live action and then the cats are animated.
Oh.
I don't know. They're guessing. It's all guesses.
I really want to see
just want to see real cats like Milo and Otis
style. I mean, Jim Carrey
can
still be there. I've got nothing against him.
He could be a dude.
I don't want an animated cat. If you're going to say live action, I want the cats.
Yeah, you want the real cat. Real. Yeah. No, I understand. And I'm with you on that. How are you going with that quiz?
I've got
fake bands.
I don't know.
Okay. Do you want to do some watching suggestions?
Yeah.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, we'll do some watching suggestions before you get too stressed out about the quiz. What you been watching?
I've been a little bit busy.
Okay, good.
Now, would you like me to start with?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
I'll give you.
No, my yes was like yes, as in go on.
Oh, okay.
But you took it as yes, definitely. But I don't mind. Just hang on. Ask again.
I didn't finish my sentence, so your yes could just confuse me entirely.
Okay. So let's start again. So.
I'll give you categories and you tell me which one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A documentary.
Do I have to answer now or can I hear
just
all of
them? Just have a think about
okay.
it. A very scandalous moment in reality television. A old doco / reality / competition show or a new release compilation reality show.
Okay, let's go new release compilation reality show. I like the idea of new release.
Okay, new release.
Kick it off
so
new.
So I have been watching The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Season 3 and just like The White Lotus, they've headed to Thailand.
Oh.
So this is not a Bravo production. It's a Peacock production, a Peacock original. So they have done it where they took housewives from all the different franchises.
Are these the ones who are no longer in?
Well, the first season, they were all still in there. The second season, they called it the Ex-Wives Club. So they were all housewives who had been fired or, as some of them put it, on pause.
Yeah, sure.
Which is Bravo saying.
You're not coming back.
We don't.
So is it like the Dorito?
Yeah.
What's her name?
No.
Dorinda.
Yes. Season 3 is a mixture of people who have been fired and people who are still current, but they're from all the different franchises. So this season 3, there are ones from Salt Lake City, Miami, Atlanta, Potomac, and one from
New York
City.
Oh, Potomac's that place that we're pretty sure is just a made-up place so they could have another show.
Yeah.
Because I've never heard of Potomac.
We don't know where it is.
Potomac sounds like you're talking about just a suburb. Like,
it does, doesn't it?
You know, this is the Real Housewives of Gymea. Real Housewives of Stanmore.
Yeah.
So surely Andy Cohen has something to do with this. Surely he has allowed, like maybe Peacock are paying him.
Perhaps.
The right, because I mean, it's straight connected.
It's straight connected, but they must be footing the bill for it, Peacock.
Yeah, okay.
But he's released it because it is a pretty good idea.
So road trip, trip, holiday, what's it called again?
Ultimate Girls
Ultimate
Trip.
Ultimate Girls Trip to Thailand.
To Thailand.
Are there people falling in bushes drunk?
Look, so far there are people going to see elephants and, you know, wiping the mud on the elephant because that's what you do and then throwing at each other.
Uh-huh.
Which is
girls be girls after
girls
all.
Girls be girls. And that moment had me actually laughing out loud one threw it at another one who's been a real pain in the bum.
Yeah.
Threw it at her bum. And then it was the first person to go, oh my gosh, who did that with such conviction in her voice?
She honestly didn't know.
That I was like, oh God, I love her.
Is she from Pontiacchio?
No, she's from Atlanta, okay. Throwing at Pontiacchio.
Oh, Pontiacchio.
But it's a fun one. If you like Housewives, of course you'll love the girls' trips, but it is available on Hayu in Australia.
Oh, great. I want to ask one more question before we move on. One more question. Does it have a different vibe to Housewives?
Yes.
Is it more fun? Like, is it
more
lighthearted?
Fun, lighthearted. Of course, they still want them to fight because that's what they
do. That's why they've paid.
But the difference is they talk about being on their show.
Oh, interesting.
And so they have those sorts of conversations.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, you know, where the producers have come in and said, okay, at this lunch, can you please talk about what are the positives and negatives of being a housewife?
Yeah.
But, and while that feels really superficial in the structure of the conversation, what they're actually saying is so open.
Yeah, I get you.
And you'd never have that
ever.
Yeah,
cool.
You know, so people talking about how they rose to such fame and they realized that it was a money winner. So they did all the, you know, club appearances and all of that. But then a couple of seasons in, they thought, I need to use this fame so that my brand and my business stands apart from Housewives. So that sort of really clever business talk of using the show as much as they're using you.
Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, well, it's good that there's other things in there.
Yeah.
Like you're getting other stuff out of it. Okay, I'm really happy with that. Are you happy with me talking about fake bands?
What if I said no?
Well, we're not doing the quiz now,
okay,
so don't get like it's not no time to be too defensive. I watched Daisy Jones and the Six. Now, you may know that name because that book has been around everywhere for what feels like years, but it's probably only been like 3 or 5 years. You know, like you go into Audible or Goodreads, and it's like recommending Daisy Jones and the Six, and you're like, why? What other book? And then it came up as a TV show. I went, I'll give the first episode a go.
Yeah.
And apparently the book, and therefore the TV show, has been inspired by Fleetwood Mac.
Oh.
So it's about a group in the 1970s, the early to mid 1970s, called Daisy Jones and the Six.
Should I
and
remember
it's all
this
about
name for the quiz later?
Can't remember. I did it yesterday. Probably not. Oh, maybe. Just do it. Just anyway. And they're doing and right and it's the whole story of how they got together, but they're also cut between of like a documentary to camera interview of all of them later on, and it looks like it's in like the 90s or something.
Yeah, yeah. And who's in it?
People, but
unlike that cat movie.
There's no cats.
Chester and Fluffy.
Yeah, Chester's
and
there, but he couldn't be bothered to eat. But the main character, well, one of the main characters, Daisy, I'm like, she's been in something I've seen. Like, she's just got that face.
Yeah.
You're like, I've seen you in something. And I went, you know, I'm going to have a look. It's driving me crazy. And I haven't seen her before. It's just because her eyes and other facial features look a lot like her very famous family of Lisa Marie and Priscilla Presley and therefore Elvis. She is Lisa Marie Presley's daughter who's been like acting in other stuff before. So people would be like, yeah, we know who she is. Yeah. Her name's Riley. Like, well, we know who she is. But I didn't know who she was. And so she's
eyes are very
It's mainly the eyes. You're like, oh, my gosh, that is Lisa Marie Presley right there.
Yeah.
Because the mouth is a bit different.
Yes.
She's really good.
Nice.
I said this to somebody else, or maybe I'll say. Yeah. Good singer too. Very good singer. I said this to somebody else, or maybe I will say it to them later. I can't remember where we are on this timeline. But it's like you forget that she's acting.
Oh, good.
She delivers lines like they're just coming out of her head.
Yes.
I like that.
I like that.
I've got a lot of time for that.
A lot of time for that.
And, you know, with all the sadness that she's had recently and the fact that she legitimately is a good actress, I think, I want her to succeed.
She's going places.
I want to do other things. But it's a really good show. It sucks you in.
Where was it?
This is on Amazon Prime, so Prime Video. So if you've got Amazon Prime so that you can get free delivery, you get a free delivery of Daisy Six and the Jones. Probably not on Audible though. You probably have to pay for it. What else have you been? Oh, okay. So the other thing, I'm trying to remember. There's a documentary, an old documentary. There's a reality show scandal. Let's go with that. Scandal.
Okay. Now, this has been rocking the internet. And if you are a part of the internet, you should know about this. It's Scandoval.
Oh, yes, you told me about this. Yes. And then I couldn't wrap my head around it when I had to do the solo episode.
No.
I didn't have enough context. I was like, you just
leave
it
to you.
You've
got to do a
little
bit of research. Yeah. I was even sending videos to you.
I know, I was enjoying watching it, but I still don't quite have my head around it.
So I'll give you a little bit of feedback.
Okay.
So Vanderpump Rules, we're up to season 10. I don't know how we got to season 10, but we got to season 10.
I feel like you only watched
it. A few weeks ago, I said I started watching it really wasn't into it. Now we're into it. The internet has been broken by Scandoval. So let me give you just a background knowledge of the main players here. There's Tom Sandoval and his long-term partner, Ariana.
Not Grande.
Not Grande, but that's why I always think. That's why I don't know.
Yeah, you got to pause.
Okay. So they've been together for 10 years, let's say.
So who's that again?
Tom and Sandoval. Ariana. So I'll call him Sandoval.
Okay, Tom Sandoval and Ariana.
Not Grande.
With
Yeah. They are a couple, 10 years, have businesses together, house together, pets, blah, 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 blah. It came out that Tom has been having an affair with another castmate called Raquel for at least 7-8 months.
Holy dooly.
Holy dooly. And it's just broken. It just happened to come out.
How do people find out?
They found out, I think people started suspecting and then she admitted to it.
She admitted to it. Her name's Raccoon. Raquel.
Now, as the internet have discovered, her real name is actually Rachel. So the internet is now no longer calling her Raquel and they're just calling her Rachel.
That's like Target wanting to be called Tajay. Yeah. Not that they ever did. It was always a joke. But
it's amazing. It's brilliant. So everyone's gone crazy. People have been like deep diving into the scandal to try and figure out events that they were at, that they were having
their
affair,
been together.
That they would have been together with reasons why he had travelled all this way to be there. Anyway, the Vanderpump season 10 reunion just filmed in the US and everybody was on everyone was just waiting. Yeah. It hasn't been released yet, but there are actually petitions for Bravo to release the full unedited 5 hours of the reunion.
People would watch it. They should do that.
There are GoFundMes.
Oh, my God. What's the GoFundMe?
No.
Who are they funding?
It's basically saying, Bravo, name your price.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So, of course, it was very closed set for this reunion.
But they were there?
They were there.
Oh.
Here's the thing, though. When Rachel was outed as having an affair.
Yeah.
her quite good friend, who's friends with all of them,
yeah,
was so angry with her, she punched her.
Really? So in the face?
I don't know if it was the face. I don't know, but she punched her. And then
I see it in the face, then, like the face and the head goes back and she goes, you totally hit me.
Anyway, she then had a restraining order. So there was these big issues of whether or not they would be at the reunion together. So even before the reunion, Bravo, very clever, were releasing the seating plan.
Oh, seating plan.
Because they couldn't be there at the same time.
Feasting on scraps.
Feasting on scraps. And people are eating it up. There's something else I was going to say.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, do it.
So the girl that punched her in the face because she was so shocked, is she isn't part of any of a love whatever? Like, she's not part of a couple where someone's being cheated on in this scandal? She's just...
Not in this scandal. She is...
But it has happened to her before? Is that what you're saying?
No. But here's what I think happened. She got married this season. So in her head, you think about it.
It's all about me.
This is going to be my season. It's all going to be about my wedding.
Yes.
It's going to be the Sheena Vanderpump season.
Sheena.
And then this happens.
Sheena, Princess of Power.
No one cares about her wedding.
Because Raccoon Rachel is.
Yeah. She's done it. So, of course, like, there's that punch. It's not because you cheated on my friend with my friend. It's you ruined it.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Now, they're saying it is absolutely real. Everything's real.
Mm-hmm.
That the producers just can't believe what has happened.
They're salivating.
So here's my thing.
They're salivating out of their ear holes. That's how much they're salivating.
I'm going to swear. So just close
That's fine.
The ear
you know what? This
second.
Is probably the first swear in a long time on this podcast because we don't swear.
I don't know
if
I call bullshit.
Oh, my God. She said bull.
I said, yeah. I said it. B-U-L-L. Is it?
She spelt it.
Is this the brilliant work of
Mr. Andy
reality
Cohen.
TV producers?
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
They've just gone, this show is flopping. Mm. We're at 10 years. And it's flopping.
Guys,
no
it's either this
Sheena's
or the
wedding
end.
Can't save this.
No.
CRAP.
Sheena's Princess of Powers.
She can't. She can't save it. She didn't save it the first time with the first wedding.
Not a Princess of Power. She's had two goes
something?
At the wedding?
She's had two goes
at
the wedding.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So even interesting. She's done it before.
So are the producers being like, come on, like, let's just come up with the best possible thing and they should get an award? Or
we should get like
is
an
actually
Emmy or something?
Real? And they're like, oh, didn't have to do anything, but this is amazing.
Yeah, yeah, this is amazing. I think it might be the second one because I think reality stars have got very big egos.
Huge. And this guy,
his
Sandoval,
ego is the biggest.
His ego.
His name's Timothy Sandoval, right?
Sandoval. So we've called
Timothy
it.
Timothy Sandoval.
Me, the internet, have called it Scandoval. So we've named
really
it
good.
After him. He is so painfully egotistic.
Right.
That during COVID, because he owns restaurants and stuff, they had to close down. So he started a band where he just sings covers and it's like a 26-piece orchestra behind him. Like, the guy's a wanker.
Don't say guy, please.
So.
People hate watch him. Is that right? They hate watch him.
Well, I do.
Yeah.
I do. And I know there are other cast members on there who think he's a bit of a.
He's a bit of a.
Yeah. So I don't know. I kind of think that it probably is real because he likes that power.
Yeah.
You know, that is a huge power play.
Yeah.
It's not just a one night thing. That's 7 months.
Ew.
So well done. Bravo.
Oh, slow clap
one.
We're Melissa Joan Hart in.
Yeah.
What was that movie called? Was that not another teen movie
not
or was it the.
Teen. No.
Can't Hardly Wait.
Either one.
Which, Can't Hardly Wait. Who was Can't Hardly Wait? Yeah, because not another teen movie had the guy who was
kept trying.
And it never worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the mid-season trailer got released last week and people lost their minds.
Yeah.
Reunion was filmed last week as well. People are dying for it.
They're dead. They're already dead.
They're dead. So, look, if I was going to say get onto it, don't watch 10 seasons.
No, that's too much.
Don't even watch the first few episodes of this one. Just look at the internet and get onto it mid-season.
Don't watch the first few episodes because that's where Sheba, Princess of Morocco, is having her wedding.
Yep.
Get past that.
Yep. Yep.
I love it. I love everything about this story.
It is great. It is quite fun to get on an internet wave.
Yeah, because it's not just the show. You can't just watch the show and get it all. You have to get it from the internet as well.
Yes.
Oh, I watched Almost Famous.
Did you?
Yeah, because I was like fake bands.
Yeah, fake bands. Kate Hudson.
Mm. Who else was in it?
Who's the boy?
Oh, the boy, I don't know. Billy Crudup's in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the reason why I remember him cheater. Is because he cheated. He cheated on Claire Danes.
He looks like Tom Sandoval.
Oh, makes
Tom
sense.
Sandoval wants to be the caliber of Billy Crudup.
He wants to be Billy Crudup back when, yeah, mm. yeah. Well, that's all I need to say about that movie then. You watched a new documentary.
I did. What? On Netflix, I watched.
Oh, Almost Famous is on.
Okay.
Like Foxtel, Stan, Binge.
Oh, everything.
Paramount, whatever, Paramount Plus, and Qantas is in Flight Entertainment, which is what I watched tonight.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. Now, just thinking about that, is the cover picture for Almost Famous
it's her face.
Quite similar to Poker Face's cover picture? Is it?
A little. In the Poker Face one, does she have her glasses on?
Yeah, or she's going down with them. Hang on, I'm going to look.
Because it's definitely Kate Hudson with the blue, I think it's blue glasses.
Yeah, she's on them blue. She's got orange glasses, just dipping them down.
Okay, and then I'm going to look up Almost Famous. Yeah, look. I mean, just you, though, because the rest of you, Google this.
It's very close. Yeah. I'm going to make Leah do a double
picture. Yeah, right.
And she's
going
to put
that
on.
Okay. And should we do it before the episode comes out so no one has any context?
Yeah. With like just a question of like, which one?
What do you reckon?
Yes or no?
Yeah or no?
High or low?
50-50.
Kate or Tash? Well, you went four Tash. Letters, right?
I was like, who's Tash?
Who's Tash?
Of all the Natashas in the world, she's not the least Tash.
She's the least Tash. Oh, my God. Imagine if she called up and was like, actually. All my friends call me.
Actually.
I can't do it. All my good friends. Yeah. I can't do it.
It's like Sandra, who's actually Sandy Bullock. I can't take it.
She's Sandy.
They call her Sandy.
Sandy.
See, you can't take it either.
No, I think I can see it, but I'd never call her.
No. Oh, I'd never call her because I don't have a phone number. The documentary, is it about any of this?
Oh, sorry. Gosh, we go on a tangent, don't we?
Tash and Sandy.
Tash. Come on, Tashy. Tash. With an I, not a Y. It's horrible. I can't see her.
Hang on. Tosh.
Maybe she's Natasha.
Oh, she might be.
So she's Tashi.
I've got her face in my head, and every time you're saying anything that isn't Natasha, she's not even Natasha. She's Natasha Lyonne.
Yeah.
And she can't just have one name.
Do you say Leon or Leone?
I don't know, so I mumbled it.
I think I got away with it. Hang on. Natasha Lyonne. Lyonne.
Natasha Lyonne.
Tashy Lee.
Oh, God. Oh, no. She's going to come and punch us in the face
like
that reality best friend, Sheba, Princess of Persia.
She has to listen to a few episodes ago where we were totally fangirling. This is us just trying really hard to know what her nickname is so that we can be cool around her.
Yeah.
We're never going to be cool around her.
We're never going to be around her. Documentary?
Okay. Anyway, documentary. It doesn't have Tashi in it. I watched on Netflix. I can't.
Going all motley. Oh no, I'm crying. I can't see anything.
It's not even funny.
It's not even funny. I just, it's just, but in my mind, how much she would hate it.
She would hate it. Oh. God, I hate these two so much.
Horrible.
They're horrible. Oh. I just became Catherine Hepburn. For us, we haven't been drinking.
Like I'm actually thirsty. I need water.
Okay, anyway.
A documentary.
I've been watching.
Trying to talk about this for 10 minutes.
Watching this documentary.
Yes.
On Netflix. It's called The Murdoch Murders. M-U-R.
Oh, I think D-A-U-G-H.
It has just been in the news because, I don't know if I want to give it away, but if you've been watching the news, Alex Murdoch. I don't know how they pronounce it. They've got a really southern drawl, and some of them sounds like Murdoch or Murdo.
Oh, Murdo. Okay. Yeah, right.
So he was just convicted.
It's like the Doherty or the Doherty Centre.
100%. It's exactly the same. So
it's only for people in Chatswood.
Yeah.
Chatswood reference.
Chatswood's reference of a retirement home.
Is it a retirement? I'm not going to ask. Just keep going. Sorry.
So three episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Doco. And it starts with a boat accident that happened in 2021, I think it was.
Oh, not that long ago.
Not that long ago. Might have been 2020, but mm-hmm. not that long ago. And in this boat accident, a few people were severely injured and one young girl lost her life.
Mm.
So it came about the spotlight got put on this particular family who are very, very well known in this small country town. They run the law firm. They are basically law and order in this small town. And they've got a son who is wayward. He lives to the beat of his own drum. He gets away with everything that he does. And through or after this particular accident and looking deeply at this family and realizing that they're above the law, people really set on a path of trying to get justice for the people who had been injured and the people who had passed away. And the web just stretched far and wide. Lots of people lost their life because of this family.
Mm.
Of course, a lot of it is
over years.
Over years. Yeah, yeah. A lot of it's alleged because okay. he hasn't been convicted for all of it.
Okay.
But a very interesting series of events that you can actually see happening because that play for power, especially in a small town, you know, people can run and rule everything. And that's scary for the little people, the normal people.
It honestly sounds like a murder mystery book.
It does. It really does. It's only three episodes, so it's a nice, good. Short, sharp
yeah,
one
that's good.
To watch, and you do get an end to it.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Yeah. Murdoch Diaries.
The Murdoch Murders.
Murders. Murdoch Murders.
Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And quickly, you were talking about an old doco that you've watched?
Yeah, I don't know if doco is the right word. I might have just put that into kind of lure you in a little bit.
Okay.
But it's an old reality competition show,
right.
And it's about the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and it's called Making the Team.
I remember that being a
thing. Yeah, so it's just the audition process of
kind of like Pop Stars.
Kind of like Pop Stars of the new Cowboys cheerleader team.
Yeah.
They've got new rookies coming in and the old veteran dancers almost competing for positions with each other.
Yeah.
I've got a dance background, so it's interesting to me to see that audition process and to see who they do choose and who they don't choose and how people with really no dance training can go so far.
Bizarre. Does that annoy you?
Yeah, because I don't believe it.
Mm.
I don't believe it. Anyway, it starts... The season that was available started was around 2011, 2012. And by golly, the world has moved on because there were lots of comments that you were like,
oh, yeah, no, we've rapidly changed. We've changed probably since I think about 2016 when something happened in another country that isn't Australia.
Yes.
And then we suddenly,
yeah,
it's all changed.
We became polite to each other.
Mm.
So interesting. Not going to change your world, but just a little bit of fun. I found it on Foxtel, so you could probably get it on Foxtel Go, on Binge.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Cool. I've just choked on nothing. Would you like, I mean, do you feel prepared for a quiz? Because you have to be whether you like it or not.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. This quiz is called Fake Bands. Now you understand what
that's it.
That's all. Fake bands. Now, you understand that fake bands are actually fictional bands, mm-hmm. but it sounds funnier when you say fake bands.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, Milli Vanilli. No.
No, I wasn't thinking that. So
you're thinking fictional bands?
Yes.
Well, you're right. So you're going to probably go quite well.
Ding, 1 point.
Ding. I'm going to give you the option every question whether you want 50-50.
Okay. I'll wait till you ask me the question.
So the TV show or movies with these fictional fake bands.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you the band name and you have to tell me.
If it's fake or not.
No. You've got to tell me if it's from one thing or something else.
Okay.
The Lone Rangers.
Oh, dear.
Now, would you like me to start giving you clues or would you like the 50-50?
50-50.
Airheads or Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh.
Except I've typed Ridgemont High.
Hmm.
Airheads or Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Okay. So, you know how I'm not good at 50-50? My original thought was one, so I'm going to go with the other.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Airheads.
It is Airheads.
Yes.
With Academy Award winning.
I know. We all Brendan start Fraser. Somewhere, don't we?
Adam Sandler. Yeah, The Lone Rangers. We haven't seen that movie for years.
Mm-mm. Does Fast Times at Ridgemont High even have a band?
Don't think so.
Okay, so that's why I second-guessed myself. Hang on. Don't be that dumb, Steph.
Don't be that one.
The other one's a bad band.
Madness. Are you ready for the hardest one of the whole thing? The Zit Remedy.
Oh, yeah.
Can you sing the song?
Everybody wants something. Take your money.
And never give up. Yep.
That's from Degrassi.
Of course, we missed the second line. The first line. There's only two lines of the song. Yeah. And they sang it for all of junior high and high school?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I mean, they weren't a one-hit wonder.
No.
They were a one-hit over and over.
That's true. The B-Sharps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to?
Yeah. Can I have a clue?
Yes. Barbershop. Is that a bad clue?
Yeah, a little bit.
Animated? The B-Sharps.
Barbershop animated. I know I'm going to kick myself about this. Another clue.
Yellow.
Dumbest clue I've ever heard.
It's not though. Do you want either or?
Okay.
The Flintstones or The Simpsons?
Oh, The Simpsons.
Because they are yellow.
Yeah, but if I didn't know you, it wasn't helping.
Oh, yeah. Can't really remember the answer. Oh, no, I know which one is the answer. The band is Foregone Conclusion.
Oh.
Do you want?
Either or.
Parks and Recreation or The Office, American, no, English, off, not either. I don't know.
Parks and Rec.
It's the English office. Because remember, do you remember?
He's
painfully. If you do.
Yes.
But also in Parks and Rec. In Parks and Rec, Andy had. Yes. The band.
That's what got me.
Don't know why I keep saying S Club 7.
S Club.
There ain't no party.
We're gonna show you how.
So what? What?
Show.
Yeah.
S Club 7.
Yes, correct. Mr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
I've never heard of that.
Do you want, what do you want?
I want a clue.
Okay. 1970s.
Oh. What's the name again?
Mr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
Mr. Teeth? Sing it.
Why, Mr. Teeth?
Not the name.
I don't know the song. Okay. No. I might. Maybe. I don't know if this is their song.
The Muppets.
It was from The Muppets.
Oh, I didn't know that name.
I think it's the one with Animal in it.
Yeah. Good clue.
Thank you so much.
The singing of the band's name was actually brilliant. It was spectacular.
We've had a special episode.
This is going to be a blooper reel.
But am I going to take any of it out? No way. You're welcome for the previous 15 minutes of laughter. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Thanks, Natasha.
Touchy.